you are presented with a challenge in the times that you are in. Firstly, because of the speed with which things are changing. And when you are on a path and it has spirit in it, then you are on a path that is asking you to move along. And to move along, the thing that you must do is drop the things in your life that are weighty. And that could be an experience, that could be a pattern, that could be a belief, that could be a thought. But if you think of your own spirit moving you forward at a very rapid rate, then you can see the importance of dropping things that are painful, things that are disrespectful of who you are, things from the past. You can see why your own spirit would want you to drop those, because you are being moved ahead very quickly. And heaviness is the thing that prevents you from moving lightly into your own future. Now, in another aspect of this, it is important to stay grounded, which seems somewhat ironic, that you are being pushed along so fast, but your feet must stay on the ground, which means that while you are expanding and filling and growing, and while the universe is supporting you, you want to honor your walk on the earth. And so now we are being called on to make a blend of being grounded and moving quickly with our spirits. In our beliefs, as a rule, being grounded has in the past had a heavy connotation. It was not just being practical or seeing what was going on. It was that it was heavy. But this kind of grounding is not. It is balancing yourself with the energy of the earth while you are full of the energy of the universe. It is a new way of walking, and it is a very powerful way of walking. And when you are looking at all of this, you will find that there is space closing, between two things, between being in your spirit and being practical on the earth. This time is bringing those two aspects closer together, because that is the way that you can operate in your own power again, is to have both earth and the universe operating inside your life, inside of your body. So these times can be a bit confusing. They can certainly be emotional. But one of the things we want to remember is that since we all have walked through wounding and we all have walked through many things, there are things in the world that, of course, can hook you emotionally. And that is going to happen from time to time. But if you are full and you are aligned with the universe, then you will pull up and you will see your life and your path as being more important than any wound. So it is a fine time to acknowledge if something hooked a place in the wound, but it is a finer time to unhook it and throw it away from you, because you do not want it to hold you back. None of this is about not feeling or not knowing, but it is about developing this very important muscle that allows you to release what is going on more quickly. Now, we do want to mention this. When you come to an area in your life and you find that you are having difficulty unhooking what hooked your wound, right in that spot, you are going to find that there is a heavy belief. And you can make yourself practically magical if you can stop, say, okay, that happened, that hurt, I know why, it is an old wound. What do I believe right here? Because it is a time for calling up the beliefs that are heavy and looking at them and realizing that they do not serve us in our lives at all. And even bringing it up and looking at it makes you powerful and makes you able to move ahead and leave the pain, the hook, and the belief behind you. So that is what we are doing now. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the wind blowing, and let the wind blow away anything that may have attached to you that you do not wish to carry. And as the wind blows it away, feel yourself become lighter. Now feel your crown open to the golden light that creates, that clears, that restores, that strengthens. And feel that light flowing into your thoughts, washing away beliefs that no longer serve you. Feel the golden light open your third eye and make you able to see what is good for you, what is true for you, what heals you. Feel the golden light flow down into your throat. And let the golden light clear your communication so that all you say to yourself is from a place trusting the universe, releasing heavy beliefs, and remembering your strength and who you really are. Feel the energy flow down through your body and into your heart. And feel the golden light fill your heart. Move into any places that are hurt and heal them. Give your heart all the energy it needs to release, to expand, and to move you forward. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the power of that light to displace any unpleasant emotions and any beliefs that are attached to them. And let the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace judgment, shame, old restrictions that might have been with you. Feel them flow out of your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root, the place that is forming up your creation, your walk in life, your vision. And let the golden light spread through your body, healing, lightening, enriching, and feel that light spread past your body to make a field that replaces the field of pain, that becomes the field of creation, and draws to you all that is truly yours. And move into the heart center and see that in a circle of golden light, a gift has been left for you. Know the gift, rest the mind. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you're grounded in your body, open your eyes.